Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, it's Andy Craven here from Everton Fans Focus Podcast, with an immediate reaction cast to half-time. Everton 3, Middlesbrough 1. What an action-packed first half that has been. Everton did not start greatly. They started quite slowly in terms of passing the ball around, and Negredo made it 1-0 for Middlesbrough, where Lee Mason let the goal stand when it clearly, from my position, looked like it was in Stefan Berg's hands, but he let the goal stand. That seemed to invigorate Everton in terms of coming back and raising the game. And Adisa Gueye, God, the plaudits to this guy. How good is he in midfield? He's been absolutely immense. Everton got back into the game to make it 1-1 by Gareth Barry, who's on the 600th appearance, from a corner that came across, and it was flicked on and volleyed in by Gareth Barry to make it 1-1. Following that, Everton have just ran the midfield and played really, really well. Barkley, Morales. Barkley went clear through, and took the decision to take on the defender as opposed to pass it to Lukaku, and then the ball was blocked. Everton then went 2-1 up from Seamus Coleman. Brilliant intercom play down the right hand side, with him and himself and Lukaku. Little 1-2, danced into the box and just slotted it in the bottom corner. And right on half time, excellent play on the right by Bolasie, who crossed the ball, and it initially looked like it had gone straight in, but it's been confirmed that Lukaku had scored it to make it 3-1. Everton have simply been, since they went 1-0 down, has been tremendous going forward. As I say, just a guy, there's nothing but poor attacking gift for that guy. Gareth Barry has been tremendous, winning tackle after tackle, has unfortunately been booked, and that just plays into the Lee Mason, who is literally having a shocker. He pulled Everton back for taking a quick free kick in their own half, and then let Middlesbrough take a quick free kick. But all in all, apart from the refereeing decision, Everton have just, they haven't let that hold them back. They've upped the game and they're now winning 3-1. The final thing I'll say in this immediate reaction cast at half time is excellent applause by all the Evertonians on the 30th minute for Derek Ache, who sadly passed away during the stub game. The whole stadium, including the Middlesbrough fans, showing their appreciation and respect for Derek Ache. Rest in peace. This has been Andy from Everton Fans Focus Podcast. Here's to a more positive second half, and hoping for some better refereeing. Check out a reaction cast at the end of this game by the lads from Everton Fans Focus Podcast. Drop your comments and your notes below, and we will speak to you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.